talking about romanticizing your fitness life. And so on this channel, I talk about matters of the heart, matters of the mind, and matters of the spirit, and all of the systems that I have created. I am here to share them with you. Okay, I'm in my bag, I'm in my kitchen, I'm in New York. What's up? It's Tish Ferguson, She Be Trippin'. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being in my home. Thank you for being in my kitchen. Thank you for walking along this journey with me. If you don't know me, if this is your first time here, I am a makeup artist. I'm a makeup artist by trade, but I am multi-hyphenated. I have been in the business for 13 years and I've been able to be a professor, work in sketch comedy, work in television, work in theater, makeup design for a Broadway show. I've been able to do a lot of different things, and it's because I built systems to my own personal happiness. And so on this channel, I talk about matters of the heart, matters of the mind, and matters of the spirit, and all of the systems that I have created. I am here to share them with you so that you can live the life that you've always desired. Because baby, if you don't tune in, you're gonna miss out on some of the story time, the things that I'm dropping gems on because of my own personal life experience. Learn through me, baby girl. I'm here. So thank you for being here. And today we're talking about romanticizing your fitness life. Like, I've been seeing this new thing on YouTube because, baby, I watch YouTube all the time. It is my source of entertainment and television. But I've been watching ways of how to make your fitness routine more of a lifestyle, because I feel like I am better than what I was. And this is not about like critiquing where I am today to belittle who I am today, but there is more work to do. I am definitely better than where I was 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I was 225 pounds, could barely walk up a flight of steps. And today, even though I've gained some of the weight back that I lost, I am someone that can say that I've lost over 75 pounds. I am someone that can say that. And so even though I've gained back 15, because I've lost 75, I know that I can do this small amount of 15. Baby, I say it's small and it's a little 15, but it's been, this 15 just feels like, it almost feels like it's harder than the 75. And that's real crazy to say. So I'm editing this video, and as I'm saying that it feels harder than losing the 75, what's so crazy is since I recorded this video, which was about 2 weeks ago, I've lost 6 pounds. I hit the ground running, y'all. Like, I was not playing. And when I recorded this video, I was about 2 weeks in on this lifestyle switch. And so in a month of me changing and switching up my lifestyle, I lost 6 pounds because I believed that I could do it. Like, that's so crazy. Just like looking back, like, stop second guessing yourself. And I'm not even gonna like, yeah, it felt harder, but now that I saw that progress, it's like, oh, that was the reminder. So do whatever you got to do to create the results that you want. You got to move in the direction of what you want. I could have still been sitting on the couch upset about the weight that I gained, and I got up and I lost 6 pounds already, and I'm already feeling stronger and I'm already feeling better about myself. So yeah, let's get back to this video. But I'm in the kitchen, I'm about to make breakfast. I just came from a workout. Yesterday was a rest day. Wednesdays are my on day, but it's my second day of my period. So I am honoring my body and what it can do on this day, because I've been having a lot of fatigue and cramps. And so I did my mile walk run, but I didn't overexert myself. Romanticizing my fitness routine looks like, no matter what, the woman that I want to become goes to the gym. She goes to the gym. She moves. She puts movement into her body. She's a ra-ta-ta-ta. She does the damn thing. She takes care of herself. What are we making? Eggs. Let's do it. I made some potatoes. I think I need to add potatoes into my Instacart order. So basically, I am working on, I was about to say meal condensing. Not like, because it's not like, I'm not necessarily meal prepping, but I'm meal planning. I'm spending the next week really cultivating what it is that I want to eat in the kitchen and what are the things that I need to like buy more of or more often. And so I'm finding that like potatoes is something that is quick and easy to cook because also I travel full time. So I'm a makeup artist for a Broadway touring company. And so I go from city to city. And while I'm in apartments most of the time and I would have a stovetop, sometimes I don't have an oven. So I'm figuring out how to make potatoes in a cute and fancy way and make like cute meals in my hotel room so that I'm not tempted to order out. Like, so I'm using this time that I have left in New York City while I have a little bit more breathing space to get myself in order and romanticize the meals that I'm making. I love, 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 love to cook. And so making new things or doing things that I used to make in a new way, it's a lot of fun for me. So we're gonna add potatoes because we can do the little potatoes. Like I like having a little Himalayan salt, a little pepper, a little garlic, a little, I can't believe it's not butter. You could do a little spray so that you have a little portion control and put a little, just some little parsley on top. Make it look cute for breakfast, make it look cute for lunch and dinner. Listen, listen, okay? All right, I put the potatoes on there, so we got eggs. I cut up some sausage at the top of the week so that I didn't have to worry about cutting it up. I knew that this is what I was gonna eat for breakfast for the week, so I cut that up. And I have my spinach that I've washed and already prepped for the week, so I had a big bag of spinach that I've been pulling from for the week. The only thing about eating cleaner is that you have to shop more often because your food is fresh. But baby, this waste has to get snatched. Let me tell you, I'm just gonna tell you why romanticizing my life in every aspect is so important. It's crazy that I am just now hitting the bandwagon of romanticizing my fitness because I've romanticized my self-care, I've romanticized my career, I've romanticized who I want to be as a woman. So if I've sat down to romanticize all of those things and my life is like soaring in those arenas, why am I not romanticizing my fitness in the kitchen? Like I started romanticizing like what I wear to the gym. So I'm cute when I go to the gym. Like I feel cute when I go to the gym. I don't feel like I'm rolling out of bed and putting on pajamas to go to the gym. I feel attractive. Like I feel like I could pull somebody in the gym at the very least, you know what I'm saying? But other than what I'm wearing, I haven't put more thought into like, does my food look cute? Does my food taste different? Making cute little drinks. Okay, if I'm gonna stay away from alcohol, what mocktails am I gonna play with? What are the things that I'm gonna have fun with? How am I gonna make my food more colorful and more vibrant? Because the more colorful and more vibrant, that means that there's more nutrients that I'm getting. Learning about different things that are gonna help my body function at its best. So I'm really excited to take on this journey of romanticizing. Hold on, my phone is going off. Welcome to my kitchen.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
was also a mentor as well in my career. Yesterday we was having a conversation because he's my accountability partner for this YouTube thing as well. Mazio, shout out to Mazio. Make sure you go to his channel right now and subscribe and then come back. He is a music video director. He's directed films. He's been on the sets of major projects. And I had the pleasure of being able to be mentored by him early on in my career, and actually still now to this day. And we are accountability partners in this YouTube thing. And yesterday he has said to me, like, I know Tashana got the sauce. Like, Tashana got the sauce. And I was like, yo, like, you believe that? Because I believe that, and I didn't know if anybody else believed that. Like, I believe that if I really put my mind to all of this, like, everything that I've ever imagined for myself is most definitely happening. It's most definitely happening. There's no ands, ifs, buts, or whatever's in the way. It's most definitely happening. So that's why I be challenging myself. Like, you gotta challenge yourself in life. Like, you gotta just rise to the occasion. And anytime that I feel like there's another level to hit, like, I just get myself ready to rise to the occasion. So if that means that I gotta make a little bit of extra time for research on new meals or ways to make things fun in the kitchen, or if I have to take an extra 5 or 10 minutes to, like, figure out what's going to be the quick and easiest way for me to cook during this week, then I'm going to do that, because it's about a lifestyle change. It's about a whole switch. I don't know if y'all ever go through this, but I most definitely have times where I'm just like, I get into this mode where I gotta devise a whole plan. Like, it's a whole strategy, like mad scientist. Oh, I didn't tell y'all. So I put some turkey kielbasa up in here. Turkey kielbasa, I love smoked sausage. I don't know about you, but I love a beef smoked sausage. So for me to get that type of vibe, I go with the turkey smoked sausage or the turkey kielbasa. I need to get my coffee while I continue this conversation with my lovely friends. I'll be right back. Season with a little garlic. I'm putting a little seasoned salt in there. We're gonna do some ground pepper. I'm not sharing what I'm cooking because I'm some fitness guru. This is some shit I'm cooking. And, like, you here in my kitchen, right? So we cooking together and stuff. So I'm telling you, I think it would be rude for me not to tell you, like, what I'm cooking if I got you in the kitchen. But all right, we're gonna get back to the topic in a second. Get it, mommy. We out here living our best life, nurturing ourselves and making us breakfast. Listen, this is the reason why I love working in theater so much. I literally have my daytimes during the week. You know, you have your 2-show Saturdays and 2-show Sundays, but even with that, I still don't have to be to work until 12:30 or 11:30 on a Sunday. And so that means for me, someone that it has become an early riser, I still have a couple of hours in the morning for me to either do a little 20-minute workout, cook for myself. Like, there is time in my day for me to nurture myself. And I think this time that I had in New York really showed me the time that I do have and that I can make use of, and that I don't have to make excuses anymore. During the week, I have my daytimes. I can go to the gym. I can live like a rich housewife, which is what I've always written down in all of my journals. I don't know about you, but I've always wanted to be a kept woman. And the fact that, like, I can keep myself, that's kind of a flex, baby. That is a flex. And so a kept woman drinks her coffee in the morning. A kept woman in 2024 talks to her camera, and she takes care of herself, and she goes to the gym. And all of that is romanticizing romanticizing to me is envisioning who is the person that I want to be at my highest level. What does that look like? And when you romanticize things, it is manifesting things, and it's bringing your expectations of yourself up and what you expect from life. Really? We're not talking about that. Like, when you start living a certain way, you start expecting life to give you certain things and to move in accordance into the vibration that you are holding. So, hold on. I think I want some onions with my eggs, y'all. We're gonna put some onions in this, and we're gonna put some spinach in this bad boy. I'm really gonna enjoy this breakfast, because I'm gonna make some toast too. I don't know about y'all, but growing up, I didn't really like cereal. So moms was in the kitchen making me like pancakes and full-on eggs. And by the time I was like 9 years old, I knew how to make myself bacon and eggs. So like, this is my jam. I like this. So I have a confession. I'm kind of using y'all. And the reason why I need to let y'all know that y'all are being used is because like, nobody wants to be used and not know. Like, you kind of, you need to have the ability to be able to say yes or no to being used. But I am entering a season, or I've been in a season for the past year, where solitude is king, where I'm often alone and I'm often doing things. And I'm saying, I'm using you, camera, and whoever's on the other side of this camera, I'm using you as someone to vibe with. Another energy form of creation to just tap in with. To make sure that I'm always having some type of connection. And the camera is not just a connection to an electronic, but it's a connection to an outside world. Whoever I'm speaking to, whoever this content reaches, I am using you as an outlet of my thoughts, and sometimes some of my most deepest thoughts, and sometimes my most rawest thoughts. And I'm letting you into walking with me on my journey in real time, and not just the highlights. You know what I'm saying? Like, weight is something that is a real thing that I'm struggling with, and I still have the weight on that I'm trying to lose. And so this is not a video about how did I lose it, but what am I doing in real time so that I will lose it, because I believe that I can and I will, because I have and I've done and God has done bigger. So doing these videos about romanticizing your life is not just about like giving you tips and tricks on something that I just made up in my head, but like, who else is really like sitting down and thinking these things? I know I'm not the only, we all special or whatever, but I'm not that unique. Like, I know I'm not the only one thinking about what's the best way for me to like turn this into a lifestyle so that I could save my life, so that my heart could keep beating for me, so that my legs could keep moving, so that I could work and do X, Y, and Z, so that I could run around with my future children, so that I can live long for the family that I want to create, so that I can live long to continue to do God's work in this earth. Like, fitness, I don't know, man. I'm in my bag. Like, there has been this shift that's been happening, and specifically, like, when I started my lock journey, I've been in this space where I'm just paying more attention to myself and the things that I put in my body and how I treat myself and how I talk to myself and all of the things. And it's like, this stuff is so important to being able to like do the work that you have been put here for. Let me get to finishing this breakfast, and I'm gonna pop right back in. But like, romanticizing your life, like, really think about that. What does that mean for you? What does that mean? I know you want to see what it looked like. I know you want to see what it looked like. Yeah. And then these are some little potatoes I made. Potatoes, boiled them up, and then cut them, and then put them over a stovetop. Here we go. Breakfast for champions, baby. All right. I know y'all want to see how my eggs are coming along. Hold on. Now, you got to promise me that you're not going to judge my eggs. Because one thing about me, one thing that you're going to learn about me on this channel is that I like my eggs dead. I like them dead. I don't want them running on nothing. Fried, hard, hard, toast, brown. That's how I like my eggs. It's still a little fluffy. You know what I'm saying? Brown and fluffy. That's how I like my eggs. Don't judge me. Hush, hush. Mm-hmm. All right, now. We here. Yes. Listen, baby. When you come to the end, you put that time and that effort into taking care of yourself, and the toast popped out. The eggs are done. It's a really good feeling. I'm gonna get this together. We're gonna close this thing out. Cause while I would love to sit down with you for some breakfast, I don't want you all in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. Cooking is a form of love, a form of worship. I get great joy out of cooking for myself and cooking for others. But where is my ketchup? Because baby, there's no way I'm eating these eggs without ketchup. Ketchup in the fridge or in the cabinet. The reason why I couldn't find it because it was in the fridge. And I don't ever put my ketchup in the fridge. It's always in the cabinet. But I've had debates over this. I want to know what you think. Let me know in the comments. Ketchup in the fridge or in the cabinet? Ketchup in the fridge or the cabinet, yo? If you say anything other than the cabinet, you're weird. And it's okay, though. We're all weird. All done. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. I'm about to tear this food up, but listen. This was fun. This was a highlight of my day. And because this made me feel so good, this is something that I'm gonna implement into my routine more often. Making myself breakfast. Something so simple. The stuff that we forget. Romanticize, romanticize, romanticize. Do whatever it is that you need to do to get to your goal. Cause listen, we getting there by any means necessary. I am doing the thing. I'm in my bag, okay? We in NYC, she be tripping. Thank you for being here. Thank you for walking with me on this journey. And we gonna continue to be tripping, I guess. All right, holla.